Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast issued on Sunday, January 26th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Gallatin Valley Snowmobile Association and Alpine Orthopedics. Since yesterday, the mountains near Cook City got 3 inches of snow, near West Yellowstone got 1 inch, and elsewhere got zero. This morning, temperatures are high teens to mid-20s Fahrenheit and wind is westerly at 5 to 20 miles per hour. Today, temperatures will be high 20s to low 30s with west wind at 5 to 20 miles per hour. Snow is expected this afternoon near West Yellowstone and throughout the forecast area tonight. By morning, the mountains will have 3 to 7 inches of new snow. Weak layers near the base of the snowpack are at least 2 to 4 feet deep and make large avalanches possible to trigger. The last reported human-triggered avalanches in the backcountry were 6 days ago. Over the last week, the mountains got a few inches of snow equal to 0.5 to 0.7 inches of snow water equivalent, with 1 inch of snow water equivalent near Cook City. Deeply buried weak layers can adjust to this small addition of weight, but they remain close to breaking under the weight of a human or cornice break. See my mid-season snowpack summary on our website to review the deep slab avalanche problem up to this point. It has become more difficult to trigger a huge avalanche on sugary snow near the ground, but the consequences are large and call for conservative travel. We have seen fewer signs of instability such as collapsing and cracking, but large skier and snowmobiler-triggered avalanches last weekend are fresh in memory. Recent warning signs are not entirely absent. On Thursday, skiers north of Bridger Bowl had a slope collapse so big it turned them around to go home and do laundry. On Friday, the Big Sky Ski Patrol used explosives to trigger a deep slab avalanche on weak snow near the ground. Yesterday, a skier saw a recent natural avalanche on Alex Low Peak in Highlight. We continue to find and get reports of unstable extended column test scores even where weak layers are buried very deep. Avalanches can break deep and wide on weak layers near the ground if a trigger hits the right spot. Avoid heavily wind-loaded slopes where large slides can be triggered from thinner areas of the snowpack. Carefully assess snowpack and terrain before riding on or under steep slopes. If you see a poor snowpack structure or expect a bad outcome, then find lower angle terrain. On Friday, I was at Mount Ellis, where the snowpack is the shallowest in our advisory area. It looked like much of our forecast area did at the start of December. When a supportable slab forms over from new or wind-drifted snow, large avalanches will be easy to trigger. Today, large avalanches are possible, and avalanche danger is moderate throughout the advisory area. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out a form on our website, email mtavalanche@gmail.com, or call 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great day.